Last summer, MIT researchers proposed a futuristic solution for the problem of widespread Lyme disease on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard to modify the genes of the island's mice to make them resistant to the tick-borne disease. Tonight, MIT biologist Kevin Esfeld and his team plan to update Nantucket residents on the project and hear from them about whether they want it to go forward. The researchers have already spoken with WBUR's Kerry Goldberg, who joins us in the studio now. Welcome, Kerry. What do they have to report?
So remember, they started with just this idea that you should be able to modify the genes of mice so that they can resist the Lyme disease bacteria. And remember, mice are an important part of the life cycle of the ticks that end up giving us Lyme disease. Now they've gone from theory to practice. Here's graduate student Joanna Buchthal, who's been putting in a lot of late nights in the lab over the last few months.
We've succeeded in isolating the DNA sequences for the antibodies that protect mice from Lyme disease. We can take those antibodies and integrate them into mouse genomes to produce mice that are resistant to Lyme disease.
So basically, they've just hit their first scientific milestone. If they're going to be editing mouse genes, they've pinpointed what they want to edit in to the mice. And they're also now pursuing another goal in the lab, DNA sequences that could lead to protecting the mice against all tick-borne diseases, not just Lyme.
And that's because there's a concern that other tick-borne diseases are on the rise, like babesiosis.
Exactly. And that's what the researchers heard from the public on Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, that, look, if you're going to go to the trouble to edit mouse genes, aim for broader protection. And the researchers are also responding to community concerns about genetically modified animals. The gene editing would only add in DNA that comes from other mice of the same species, white-footed mice. Here's biologist Kevin Esfeld.
The majority of people definitely wanted no non-white-footed mouse DNA in the mice. So that's why we're isolating native white-footed mouse antibodies, immunity from mice to be encoded back in the mice.
But, Kerry, if these are changes that would be inherited by future mouse offspring, isn't that re-engineering nature in a way that could be permanent?
Well, yes, but these changes would be expected to kind of expire or peter out after many generations. But this could be the first time that a gene-engineered mammal would be deliberately released into the environment. And Kevin Esfeld says on a project like this that affects a shared environment, the community has to be in charge, not the scientists.
The community decides. Like, that's the fundamental. And that's why this is a little bit anxiety provoking for us, because now that we've actually done work, well, we're still committed to walking away if the community ever says no.
And Bob, there's now a governance structure for this mouse project that the researchers expect to talk about that tonight, too. It's a steering committee of local residents and experts.
So let me ask about the timeline. How soon could they have these little gene-edited whitefoot mice running around those islands?
Well, not very soon. So Esfeld says the very, very earliest would be at least 6 or 7 years from now. They need to keep developing the science. They need to test out the mice on an uninhabited island first, and they would need approval from regulatory agencies.
So how is the community reacting to this idea so far?
Well, Malcolm McNabb, the chair of the Nantucket Board of Health, says these are early days.
Well, I think it's kind of neutral right now. I mean, there's people that are concerned about it. People think it's a good idea. I think we'll have to see.
And they'll start seeing this evening at the Nantucket Public Safety Building.
And so any final decision on whether to release these mice or not would be left up to the community?
Yes. McNabb says he can't imagine releasing mice on the island without a town meeting vote.
Kerry Goldberg, thanks for the sneak peek of the meeting tonight.
Welcome.